Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Mr. James Green, the founder and CEO at Offer to Close, that merges technology and experienced real estate leaders to simplify the real estate transaction process. Mr. Green, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Offer to Close. So for starters, tell us in your best estimate, what is the problem your company Offer to Close is hoping to solve?
Sure. So a few years ago, while I was the chief marketing officer at a company called Puppy Spot, my wife, three kids, and I had decided to move. We were trying to move just outside of Los Angeles to an area that has great schools for my kids to attend. And I just couldn't believe how incredibly frustrating the process of selling my home and buying a new home was. I also couldn't understand why real estate agents and escrow officers that were involved in the transaction were making the process so much more difficult than it needed to be. I was still at Puppy Spot for a couple more years after that experience, but I couldn't forget how frustrating that experience had been. Throughout the process, I had asked the agents for a timeline of when key dates and deadlines were set to occur and was never able to get one. I also asked them for a list of documents I needed to complete so I could stay on top of all the disclosures and authorizations and other forms. Similarly, I was unable to get this list of documents. Over the next couple of years, I spoke with countless people who had had the exact same experience I did. I heard stories of canceled transactions because the paperwork had been mishandled, or frustrations for having to sign the same document multiple times because an agent, an escrow agent or a real estate agent had lost the documents that had previously been signed, or that they'd used the wrong form. And had even heard stories of lawsuits that had resulted from agents not properly handling the paperwork. I finally couldn't take it any longer, like most entrepreneurs, and decided someone needed to build a solution that makes the process of buying and selling real estate simpler and more transparent. There's so many tech companies that have worked to make the process of finding an agent or a house easier, but the process to actually buy the house is as dated as it's ever been. At Offer to Close, we're simplifying the process. Our one-of-a-kind transaction management solution provides transparency and ease of use for everyone involved. With our task tracker and transaction timeline, all parties have an easy way to see dates, deadlines, as well as who is responsible for key deliverables. In addition, if you ever have problems or issues, you can reach out to our experienced team of licensed transaction coordinators who know how best to help you with transaction-specific questions or concerns. Whether you're unsure about a specific disclosure or you just have a question about how best to approach an inspection issue, we can help. Offer to Close is simplifying the real estate process from beginning to end. And so that's what we do.
And thanks for getting us up to speed. That is pretty awesome, I'd say. Now, we understand you have some exciting news to share, by the way. Tell us more of what's going on and what we should be aware of.
Well, we've actually got two really big events occurring this month. First, by the end of the month, we'll be launching our core Offer to Close product in beta for California-based real estate agents to use free of charge. Our team has been working for the last 15 months to fine-tune the back-end engine that powers our technology and make sure that the tasks, timeline events, and list of required documents is accurate while requiring very little effort from the agent or the home sumer to create. At the beginning of each transaction, we ask about 15 questions to be able to effectively create all of the elements required to have a successful transaction and to ensure you're meeting your legal disclosure requirements as required by California Civil Code. Our second big announcement is the launch of our new open house tool called OTC Open House, which the OTC stands both for Offer to Close, as well as OTC's obviously a common vernacular that means over-the-counter, which is a reference to a simple way to buy stuff. So OTC Open House is an open house app and a management platform designed to make the open house a better tool for agents to track their properties, their open houses, and the leads that are created from those open houses. Early next week, we're launching our web app for OTC Open House and our iOS app, with our Android app coming in early July of this year as well. So we're pretty excited about both of those announcements.
Yeah, that certainly does sound exciting, and July is just around the corner, so that'll be happening soon. Now, what makes OTC Open House different from other open house applications?
That's a good question. Thanks for asking. So while I can't speak to all of the features and functionality of other services, I think the open house experience is another part of the real estate transaction that hasn't seen much change in the last 15 to 20 years. We actually decided to build something to improve the open house experience. After coming across an article that talked about some of the best open house tools, we visited the listed services, and two of them aren't even functioning anymore. And the other three were pretty underwhelming in the features, functionality, and design. Our initial OTC open house app is pretty clean and simple and makes it way easier for agents to collect sign-in details and feedback from home buyers so they can report back to their sellers about the progress that they're making on selling their home. Our system, which is available as a mobile app or as a web application that scales to fit any device, makes the follow-up post-open house much faster and simpler as well.
Certainly an awesome benefit and a great tool indeed. Today we are joined by Mr. James Green, the founder and CEO at Offer to Close, that merges technology and experienced real estate leaders to simplify the real estate transaction process here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now continuing on, Mr. Green, Offer to Close sounds like an exciting option, as we have heard from you today, for buying and selling real estate. What types of things can we expect in the future looking ahead?
Sure. So on our core Offer to Close product, we're eager to get feedback from users in our beta program and so that we can make adjustments to improve their experience within the user interface as well as the back-end technology. We're also in conversations with ancillary service providers that we think we can incorporate into our service to make it easier for agents and homesumers to be able to find products and services from high-quality providers at really good prices. On the open house service, we have plans to add additional features like integrating with some of the larger CMS providers to further improve the experience for everyone involved. We're excited for the next stage of both of these products, and with the Offer to Close app, also looking forward to expanding outside of California in the next few months as well.
Lastly, Mr. Green, what other aspects of the real estate market do you feel are outdated, and what improvements would you suggest for these?
I think there's so many areas within the real estate industry that need to be updated. It feels like other than home search, which has been dominated by Zillow, and loan search, which was meaningfully changed when LendingTree launched in the early 2000s, that almost nothing else is updated. But two areas that I feel are actually really outdated and that the real estate industry would really benefit from technology improving are, first, the way the consumers find a real estate agent. There's companies like Homelight.com and UpNest.com, which are working hard to improve this process, but we seem to still be in a place where consumers look to someone they met once upon a time to be the best person to help them with this difficult process. However, since the bar for becoming a real estate agent is so low, knowing an agent is often confused with knowing a good agent. So I think whoever solves this problem needs to find a way to drive home the point that familiarity is not the best qualification for hiring a real estate agent. The second area that I feel strongly about is one that me and my team have been working on solving for a little while, which is the process of making an offer on a home is still very dated and inefficient. Oftentimes, someone will see a house and decide to make an offer to buy the house, and whether it's because they didn't print a copy of the purchase agreement form beforehand, or because their agent is going to go back, or because their agent isn't going straight back to their office, it could take up to 24, 48 hours to put together an offer, which is a lifetime in trying to buy a home. So with a mobile device in nearly every home buyer's hand, there's no reason an offer shouldn't be able to be submitted in a matter of minutes. We've still got some work to do on this, but we're hoping in the next few months we'll have some more news to share with your listeners about how we're solving this problem too.
Well, we certainly look forward to keeping up to date as to what's going on in the industry and with Offer to Close, and certainly appreciate your joining us here today. Have one last question for you. I'm sure our listeners would like to hear from you as an entrepreneur, especially in the real estate space. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs literally tuning in from all over the world, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next?
Yeah, so the number one thing I tell aspiring entrepreneurs is find a partner, find somebody who you trust and you respect and that you want to spend a lot of time with, and make that person your partner in the business. It can be lonely, and it's a long road as an entrepreneur, and you carry a lot of the stress of the finances of a company and the product development and building a team. And so it's a lot of stress. And so find somebody who you trust to do it with, and your experience will be way, way better.
And certainly appreciate your advice in those regards. In conclusion, if listeners wanted to connect with you or get more information on Offer to Close, where is the best place to get these details?
Yeah, so offertoclose.com. So is our main website. So you can see all about our products, our service, our company there. We're also online at Facebook at facebook.com/offertoclose, Twitter at twitter.com/offertoclose, and Instagram at instagram.com/offertoclose.
And I'd say that's as easy as it gets. Again, Mr. Green, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Always appreciated.
Thanks, Eric.
Once again, we've been speaking with Mr. James Green, the founder and CEO at Offer to Close, that merges technology and experience real estate leaders to simplify the real estate transaction process. And for all the details, visit offertoclose.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.